see my sister fighting, and then I see them both on the ground, and I'm trying to get my sister, and then that's when Officer Santos came, and he picked me up, and then slammed me on the ground. And
I tell him, you ain't got a heartbeat or a soul, but I'm gonna murder you. Pop, 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 you a RoboCop, I'ma short circuit you. Get the hood dirty, I'ma do you dirtier. I'm standing over the face of a cop with a Glock. End of the story, I'ma take y'all back 20 hours earlier. This what set off the nonsense. A cop walks in to break up a simple fight, but he body slam a teenage girl left her unconscious. They don't see us as human beings, they see monsters. Police Academy brainwashed them. The Fox News Corp brainwashed them. And when the Empire put chips in your brain, forget it, man. Shit, just saying niggas can't stop them. They murderers, crazy in the head, compassion for none. They don't look at you and see a man, they see something alien instead. That's why I'm asking to the police, what kind of beast do you have to become to kill a child so young that was half this a fun? Would you have shot Tamir if that was your son? You pull us over, we contemplating Capital One. Go back where you're from, I'm strapped with the drum. I'm mad if you tap, get clapped in the lung. You trapped in the slums, do you like you did Walker Scott? Get clapped in the back if you run.
You left David Collins
paraplegic, police did the deed in the dash cam scene. The upper class, they in a trance, cause even though they eyes seem alive, they might never believe it. Under hypnosis, the Empire hit them with the memory wipers, so they don't remember they like us. If they don't see us as human beings, they don't give a fuck if our enemy snipers.
I told them, you ain't got a heartbeat or a soul, but I'm gonna murder you. Pop, 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 you a RoboCop, I'ma short circuit you. You did the hood dirty, I'ma do you dirtier. Standing over the face of a cop with a Glock, with only one shot. End of the story, just like I said earlier.
The Observer takes many forms. The Observer collects human data. Suffering is ageless. Oppression is timeless. Let's go back. The year is 1932. The place,
England. With my poke down, with my mouth poke down. Well, now I'm in the pen.
Well, now I'm in the pen.
And I can't get out.
And I can't get out.
I got nowhere to go,
I got nowhere to go,
cause they kicked in my dough,
cause they kicked in my dough.
Then they kill all my folk,
then they kill all my folk,
and they took all my hope,
and they took all my hope.
I'm on the train track,
train track.
I'm on the train track,
I'm on the train track.
Coming round here again,
coming round here again,
till I get myself some payback,
get myself some payback.
He slept all night at the railroad tracks with no knapsack. His own back was his bed, he just kicked back, relaxing his head on an old backpack. Dreaming about leaving town and never go back. But this is no Amtrak, this is the freight train. Heard some brakes grinding his squeak, it woke him up, he climbed to his feet. He started running alongside the train, timing his leap. And dove in with tears dried to his cheek, cause he was crying in his sleep. His heart beating fast, he's skipping town with everything he has. His clothes, his life and his past, got a nightmarish past. See, it was April 19th, the night he saw a Templar Knight's cross embossed on a white sheet. 8 men came in, while his family just trying to get a good night's sleep. They slaughtered him like sheep before they cut his mother to the white meat. He told her youngest son to run, he hopped out the window and hit a side street. Looked back in torment, seen his father's body dormant, hanging like an ornament on a pine tree. Why me? Death came riding a horse and survivors are forced to, of course, have survivors' remorse. And that night was the source of what changed the course of his life and morphed it into the life of an orphan. Before then, shit was perfect. Now he's raising himself on the streets, doing odd jobs on the chitlin' circuit. He's shining white man's shoes, they call him nigger while the kid is working. But he's plotting revenge, so the shit is worth it. He put himself through college with that polish. His past, he was demolished, shit with knowledge. But he promised to avenge the death of his mama and father. So he hid his murderous vendetta behind a persona of a scholar. Some white men he really befriended, but others he simply pretended. His memories trigger resentment, memories of the misery he mentally lived with. Misery, you figure his success would instantly end it. Nah, cause one day he walked to the coffee shop, waiting on a cup of joe, longer than he ever waited. He's at the back door cause integration was regulated. The owner know he educated, but still it was segregated. He's sitting there thinking, damn, even getting coffee is a hurdle. Then he heard a voice that made his blood curdle. The same voice from that forsaken night. The voice that told his mom, I'm about to take your life. The voice that told his mom, this is my favorite knife. Then pushed it in her gut and told her, say goodnight. The thirst for revenge became too hard to stop. Knew he wouldn't get no justice if he called a cop. Ran inside with an old pistol his father bought. People shocked, like who let this nigger in this coffee shop? The voice of the killer was heard loudly.
I'll kick this nigger out right now and do it proudly.
That's when the black man pulled his gun, he threw it wildly. The crowd ducked, pointed it at the killer, told him how I'll be damned if I let you get away with what you did. I've been waiting to kill you with my father's gun since I was a kid. 1, 2, 3 shots, 4, 5, 6. Dreaming of this day, he didn't know it would go like this. None of this is planned. One minute he's ordering some coffee, next minute the gun is in his hand. The life of the person that murdered his mother in his hand. So he took it, then he looked at his daddy's gun, tucked it in his pants and ran.
I remember the people coming in, white people coming into our house with torches, setting the curtains on fire.
I got nowhere to go,
I got nowhere to go,
cause they kicked in my door,
cause they kicked in my door.
And they kill all my folk,
and they kill all my folk.
And they took all my hope,
and they took all my hope.
I'm on the train track,
train track.
I'm on the train track,
I'm on the train track.
Coming round here again,
coming round here again.
Like get myself some payback, get myself some payback.
Everybody was just standing around, nobody said anything to one another. Finally, a little white man came up to Barry and said,